As I mentioned a little bit earlier on in the show, Elon Musk is in the news again. That's because the entrepreneur has threatened to abandon his £34 billion purchase of Twitter unless the company can prove that fewer than 5% of accounts on the platform are fake. He said the deal couldn't move forward as things stood. It's thought that Elon Musk wants to establish how many real accounts there are on the social media site to work out how he can make money from it. Well, joining me now is gadget expert Fevzi Turkalp to find out a little bit more about this from gadgetexpert.com. Thanks for joining me today, Fevzi. Elon is back in the news. Remind us a bit of the timeline that's led up to this point then, Fevzi.
Well, yes. So initially, Elon Musk took a 9% share in Twitter. He did it without people knowing that he was buying up shares, and that itself raised question marks because I believe that once you get past a certain figure, 5%, you're meant to notify, make public the fact that you're buying up shares. Had he done so, then the additional shares he bought beyond the 5% would have cost him more, because once it was known that Elon Musk was interested, then the share price would have risen and he would have had to pay more. So there was that. Then there was the announcement that he was joining the board. And in order to do that, he also made a promise that he wouldn't be buying up more shares. Then he called the board incompetent, pretty much, and said he wasn't joining the board and that instead he would be buying the whole company. He had an offer for $44 billion, just under £35 billion, accepted by the board. A couple of people from the board have resigned under some pressure and criticism from Elon Musk. So he's already, you know, started to shape the company in certain
ways. He's rustled some feathers, hasn't he?
Yes. And now he's saying he wants the board of Twitter to prove that fewer than 5% of daily users are either fake or spam bot accounts. That's to say, not real people. Twitter, it's very interesting because Twitter say that in order to seal the deal, Elon Musk he waived his right to due diligence, which is a bit like if you're going to buy a house and you want to seal the deal.
Yes.
You make a binding offer which doesn't, and you don't do a structural survey of the property, right?
Yeah,
so
I get it.
You're going to take, so I don't know with the truth of this, but Twitter are alleging that he waived his rights to due diligence, and now he's trying to do the due diligence that if he wanted to, he should have done before.
Well, Fevzi, it's been quite a roller coaster ride of will he or won't he buy Twitter, you know, with Elon Musk. And why do you think he's now asking for proof that less than 5% of accounts on Twitter are bots and they're fake, or if they're real?
I don't know for sure. He has made noises about the price he's offered. So at the very minimum, he's seeking to reduce the price that he'll pay for Twitter. Alternatively, he may just be looking for a way to back out.
And why would he want to do that? Because that's something I've seen already trending on social media, this idea that actually it's more around the fact that he just wants to back out of this deal.
Well, he's quite an impulsive person, I think, for one thing. So he may have acted in haste and repented at his leisure, as it were. It's also, I believe, because, or if it's true, it would be because part of the way that he was going to buy or afford to buy Twitter was to sell shares in Tesla, the electric car company that he's the head of. Now, on news that he was going to buy Twitter, Tesla, and use Tesla shares in part to purchase it, Tesla shares went down because it became two things. It became clear that there would be Tesla shares being sold in large quantities, and that, you know, the bulk sale of shares in any company tends to push the share price down. And in addition to that, there was some concern that, you know, maybe Elon Musk would be spreading himself a little bit too thinly because he's got SpaceX, the rocket company.
He's got Tesla. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah, he's got a company called the Boring Company, which bores holes and tries to make fast underground transit across the country, sort of idea. So he's got all these different companies. So at a minimum, I believe he's probably trying to reduce the price, and maybe he's not decided whether he'll buy it or not. If he can push the price down far enough, he may be interested again. If he can't, he may be that he just doesn't go ahead with it. And to pull out will cost him $1 billion. which is about just over 2% of the purchase price, effectively. So it will cost him something, but I think he's put Twitter in such turmoil now. Mm. He's kind of got them in a difficult position. He's in quite a strong position to try and negotiate that price further. But it's just a question of how far down will he be able to push it? And will that be acceptable to him, or is his intention already to walk away?
But, you know, fans of Elon Musk will say he is so unpredictable, and that's why they love him as a character, as an entrepreneur, as, you know, because you never know what he's going to do next. But if we were to bring it back to the point that he's threatened about, in terms of whether or not Twitter can prove that fewer than 5% of accounts on the platform are fake, for anyone who's maybe not familiar with Twitter, what's wrong, in terms of Elon Musk's point of view, with fake accounts on Twitter? Because you have it on Facebook, you have it on Instagram, you have it on many social media platforms, don't you?
Yeah, so all platforms have fake accounts, but it is important how many there are for two reasons. Number one is, if there are fewer real people, then advertisers are paying more per person. Mm. Yeah, they need to know how many real people they're speaking to, because bots are not going to buy their product.
Right.
The other thing is that if there are a lot of fake accounts, then that reduces the experience that real users have, because they get spammed by bots. They get, all this pro-Russian propaganda and goodness knows what else coming up. And it makes it an unpleasant experience, and people switch off and to a degree walk away or reduce their usage, which again means that there are fewer people to consume advertising. So it does make a difference. But at the same time, the key to this is, did Elon Musk really waive his rights to due diligence?
Mm-hmm.
And is he now, having waived them and secured the deal and pushed other suitors aside, now trying to do what he said he wouldn't do and promised he wouldn't do? Or is he genuinely concerned? If he's genuinely concerned, then bear in mind that one of the things he said he would bring to Twitter...
Well, yes, he made this promise, didn't he?
...would be to verify all the humans and kick off all the bots.
That was what I was going to ask you, because this is the major promises that he himself made, as you say. He was going to verify every human being.
Yeah.
And that would, of course, increase the value of the business. It was going to encourage more people to come to Twitter. So what is he saying that, essentially? Is it going to be more difficult if there are more bots to, verify?
Yes, because even though he claims he'll be, increasing the number of users, or, the real users of Twitter, he would argue that he's starting from a lower number, and therefore doubling a lower number or quadrupling a lower number still yields a lower number than it would be if it were only 5%. But, it is kind of a question of caveat emptor in this. I mean, one would think he would have... if that figure was that important to him, if that figure was a deal breaker, whether it was 5, 6, or 7%, you'd have thought that he would have done his due diligence before making the offer, but it seems he didn't do that. So, it's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't pick it up for a song, if you'll pardon the pun. I couldn't resist. or whether he just walks away and has had lots of publicity out of it.
Well, that's after all of that analysis, Fevzi, that's what I was going to ask you. You the gadget expert, is, can you predict the unpredictable Elon Musk? And what you're saying is it's a 50-50, essentially.
I'm not even sure he knows himself.
Oh, right,
because,
okay.
Because a deal, I mean, everything is worth buying at a certain price, isn't it? It's like a property, isn't it? If you saw a bargain, you'd be tempted to try and raise the cash and buy it. But if he can get it low enough such that it would be rude not to buy it, then he'll buy it. But he may already have decided not to, or it may be that he just doesn't know. It's a bit, it's a bit unclear, and I'm not even sure that he knows yet himself.
Well, I'm sure we're going to find out in the coming days and weeks for sure. A pleasure having you on the show today, Fevzi. Thanks for joining us. A real proper analysis there of what is going on in the world of Elon Musk and, of course, Twitter.